So we started the sugya here on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we started with the Kasha Rish Lakish, which was on the third line down from the top of the Amud. And Rish Lakish basically doesn't comprehend that you could have a carbon that's kosher without Ritzu. And the Gemara tried to prove that, to the surprise of Rish Lakish, that there is such an entity as a carbon that's kosher without Ritzui. And that was the case of a carbon Yoledes, in which case she brought her Chatos before she passed away. And after her death, the Yarshim...
No.
We just started the Shir. And after her death, the Yarshim will bring what? The carbon Ola. And Rabbi Lezer thinks that this is going to be a case of a carbon that's brought on his back without any ritzu. And at that point, Reish Lakish turns back to Rabbi Lezer, and he says, "Modin lecha bi'ola." So you have this case where the Oledis brought a Chatas during her lifetime, and then after her death they bring an Ola. So Ola, you found a precedent in the case of Ola that there's a carbon Ola which can be brought on the Mizbeach after the death of this woman, this Oledis, and it's a carbon kosher even though there's no Ritzu. And therefore, in the case of carbon ola, going back to our Mishnah, you could have a shechita shelo lishma, and the carbon will be kosher even though it's not ola lebailim l'shem chovah. There's no ritzu. But what about asham? We don't know of a case of a carbon asham which is brought without ritzu. So the Lashon of the Gemara here, if you're taking a look at Daf Hei Amud Aleph again, and we're going to go down about 8 lines down from the top, and the Gemara says, "Asham delo asi leachar misa minolan." So Reish Lakish finds like a groundbreaking case of Ola, where the Ola is brought Liacham Misa, which means the Ola is Karev al Gabi Mizbeach, even though there's no Ritzu, but that doesn't help him for a carbon Ola. I'm sorry, for a carbon Asham. Now, this goes on and on until we get to the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Now, I'm just going to fill you in on what goes on in the sugya that we're skipping. The Gemara comes up with a limud for shlamim, and then the Gemara tries to set up a tzadah shava between ola and shlamim. And the question is, can we derive asham in a tzadah shava with ola and shlamim? And the Gemara says at the end of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, "Mal atzada shavah shemem shekein yeshnan b'tzibur," that maybe the Torah has a special category and special dinim in these two cases of Ola and Shlamim, because they lend themselves to what's called a karban tzibur. And maybe the Gemara says in this pircha, maybe it's possible that because of this chumrah in both the cases of ola and shlamim, therefore the Torah would say that if the kohen had a machshava shelo lishma in any of these two karbanos, therefore there's no ritzui karban. But how do we know asha?
No,
the Gemara is just saying that even if you find Shalol Lishma, the Torah is very machmir on Shalol Lishma, and it undermines the Ritzu, in the cases of Ol and Shlomim, that's because Ol and Shlomim, as categories in abstract terms, the Torah is very machmir about them. What chumah do you find in Ol and Shlomim that you don't find in other karbanos? They both lend themselves to tzibur. Okay, then? And we'll get into this as we go along. So now the Gemara says, Toda Tochiach. Because although you can have what's called Shalmei Tzibur, which day of the year do we bring Shalmei Tzibur? That's Chag HaShavuot. But a Toda could never come as a Todas HaTzibur. A Toda is always going to be a Chovas Yochid. So if we prove that there's a din of Shalol Lishmo, which undermines the Ritzui in Shlomim, and that includes all cases of Shlomim, so you don't have the right to say a pircha that maybe Shlomim is more chomer because Shlomim comes with tzibur, like Ola has an Ola's tzibur, and that's what we bring daily, on, you know, twice daily, an Ola's tzibur. But nevertheless, I'll prove to you that in Shlomim itself, within the constellation of Shlomim, you can have a karban shlomim that doesn't lend itself to a karban tzibur. It cannot come as a karban tzibur. And nevertheless, the Torah says that shalol shma is possible. And therefore, I'm going to bring asham. Everybody have the structure again. So there's a case within the greater constellation of shlomim of a karban which could not lend itself to a karban tzibur. So you see, it's not the chumra of tzibur that generates the psul of shalol shma and is mafkia ritzui, because I'll tell you a case where the Torah is mafkia ritzui because of shalol shma, even though it's a carbon which cannot come but tzibur. And what's that case? Tov. So once the Torah says in shlomim in general, because again the sugi that we had, the Gemara proves from shlomim that shalol shma was going to undermine the carbon as far as ritzui bialim is concerned, and that applies to every shlomim, including a carbon toda, but yet a korban toda doesn't have that chumra of bab et tzibur. And that's the end of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara goes on to say on Daf Hei Amud Beis that toda itself has its own chumra. So even though it doesn't have the chumra of the other shlomim, namely that it's bab et tzibur, but it has its own chumra, namely
Lechamin.
So then the Gemara tries to go back and say Olu Shlomim Yochichu V'Chazra Adin, and the Gemara tries to create a Tzad HaShav. So what I want you to do is I want you to put a Simon, so we don't have to go through this again. You can make a little note that the next Gemara that we want to cover, which will take probably take us a half hour from now, is the Gemara of Yosef Rav Huna Rav Nachman. And you'll be able to see that, you can identify that it's below Tosis Miet after the Simon. So if you just look at your page and go about 10 lines down from the top, you'll see a Simon. And right after that Simon is the next sugi that we want to cover, which is a hemshech of the sugi that we're doing now. What are we doing now? We're looking at what seems at the surface to be an innocuous Tosis. It's only a one-liner, but those are always the trickiest. And that's the last Tosfos, a two-line Tosfos, I should say, on the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Toda Tochiach. Tosfos asks the following question. Afal gav di ashkechan ola sheba binidvas tzibur shemakaitzim bohen esamizbeach todu shlomim lo osu binidvas tzibur dohom imatina luhu b'toris konim b'parshas v'im benatzon korbano l'zevach hashlom. So let's try to piece together this very very challenging short tosis, but very challenging. The Gemara says that you can't derive any conclusions about Asham from the combination of Ol and Shlomim, because even though Ol and Shlomim, it's true, they have cases where if it was Shechta Shalol Shema, there's no Ritzui Bailin. The Kor remains kosher, but there's no Ritzui Bailin. However, what's unique about Ol and Shlomim is they lend themselves to a Karban Tzibur, but Asham never could come but tzibur. So the Gemara answers, I can defend my position and derive from Shlomim to Asham. Why? Because there's Toda. And Toda is going to prove to us that even if a Karban of this category could only come as a Karban Yachid, and there's no possibility of bringing it as a Karban Tzibur, nevertheless, if you shecht it Shelo Lishma, it's not Meratzah. So don't try to slug me up from Shlomim, because Shlomim always can come with Tzibur, or Shlomim can come with Tzibur, because the case of Toda is a case of a Karban that cannot come with Tzibur. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosa says, wait a minute. There is a possibility of an Ola B'tzibur as a Karban Adava. This is very fascinating, because the classical case of a Karban Tzibur is going to be a Karban Chova, not a Karban Adava. But Tosus has he has an agenda here to prove that there's such a thing as a Karban Tzibur that's Bob in Adava. And what's this case? This case is a Nidvas Tzibur that comes for Keitz HaMizbeach. So we're going to have a long discussion about what Keitz HaMizbeach means. But in any event, the Tzibur as a Tzibur can bring an Olas Nedava for the purpose of Keitz HaMizbeach. Now Tosus is bothered. He says the following, that if you're bringing as a Tzibur for Keitz HaMizbeach an Ola, why not apply the same logic to a Karban Todah? The entire tzibur could get together and on a voluntary basis, that's not your classical, see, a classical case of a Todah is both Yachid and Chova. Now we could have Nedava and tzibur in the case of Todah's Nedava, meaning Tosa is asking, why shouldn't Todah be the same as Ola? Just like the tzibur is allowed to bring a voluntary Karban for Keitz HaMizbeach called an Ola, why can't they bring a Karban Todah, the Keitz HaMizbeach, as an Olas Tzibur? Again, it would be an Olas Nidavas Tzibur. And in that case, there's no way of saying Todah Tochiach. Because what was your Todah Tochiach? I'll prove to you from the case of Todah, where the Shelo Lishma undermines the Ritzi Karban, and yet it's not Bob, it's Tzibur. There's no such thing as a Karban Tzibur in Todah. Todah says, why not? If there's a Karban Tzibur b'nedava in the case of Ola, there should be a Karban Tzibur as an Nedava in the case of Todah. Why can't Todah come as an Nedava Satzibur? For what purpose? For the purpose of Keitz HaMizbeach. So Todah says that's wrong. Why? Because of the Torah's Kohanim. And what is the what do we find in the Torah's Kohanim? Torah's Kohanim establishes that although the tzibur could bring a voluntary ola l'keitz HaMizbeach, so that's called a nidvas tzibur, it's a karban tzibur, but not in the cases of Todah and Shlomim. And that's based on a separate drasha. So although an ola lends itself to a nidvas tzibur, a karban Shlomim, and certainly a karban Todah as a case of Todah and Shlomim, is excluded from nidvas tzibur. So although there are many different reasons why the tzibur might be motivated to bring a voluntary karban for Keitz HaMizbeach. You know, there's a great motivation. It's a real inspiration. But that's only as far as ol is concerned. But when the Torah says, min atzon karban ol zevach shlamim, the Torah is coming to exclude shlamim b'tzibur. So we do have shlamim b'tzibur as far as a chov is concerned. Namely, in what case? In Shavuot, in Kivsei Atzeres. But we don't have shlamim as a nidvas hatzibur. So I as an individual can voluntarily bring a karban shlomim. That would be a nidvas yachid. But as a tzibur, we cannot bring a karban nidvas hatzibur. And that's going to be an exclusion from this posuk minatzon, etc., etc. And included in that exclusion is going to be Todah. So again, if not for this mute, then logically Tosus would say that the same way that the Tzibur could give a Nedava and bring an Ola for Keitz HaMizbeach, the Tzibur should be able to bring a Karban Shlomim, and for that matter Karban Todah, as a Nedava. And that would become a Nedava Satzibur. The Karban would have all the dinim of a Karban Tzibur, and therefore Todah does lend itself to a Tzibur. The whole reason the Gemara quotes Todah Tochiach is to show you that I have a Karban, which again with all the dinim of Shlo Lishma cannot be brought for Karban Tzibur. It doesn't have the Chumrah. You know, when I say Chumrah, what I mean, it doesn't have this added dimension of what? Of Bar B'Tzibur. That's what the Gemara says about Tosa. Fake Tosa is why not? Let the tzibur voluntarily bring a toda as a carbon tzibur, and therefore toda does lend itself to tzibur, just like ola lends itself to an adavas tzibur. Why can't toda lend itself to an adavas tzibur? And that would undermine the Gemara's tochiyah. So Tosa answers, no, you can never have a carbon shlamim, a carbon toda that's bar mitzvah tzibur, even as an adava. Again, there is a shalmei tzibur in the case of a chova, but not in the case of an adava. And the tzibur can gather together and say, we all vote for a voluntary carbon adava, and we want to bring it as a shlamim. And it is that's impossible. So therefore, Tosus, based on this Taurus Kodim and the beard of Taurus Kodim, is able to defend the Gemara's Tochiyach. Toda is completely excluded from Tzibur, even in the case of an Adava, for the purpose of Ketz HaMizbeach. Okay. Now, also, what I'd like to learn with you today is a little bit of Chumash, if that's okay with you. And John was kind enough to print the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Yechiel was kind enough to get me the Brisker Rav's comments on this Ramban. So I don't know if you got the photocopy or if Alan, you got the photocopy. If not, it should be sitting somewhere on my desk, I think. No, there it is. Yeah, I made 5 copies. So, okay, so see if you can circulate it. So if we're learning Kachim, then we should be learning something about a carbon yachid, a carbon sibur, a carbon shutfim, the whole. And basically, if we're learning Kachim, I think it pays to start from Chumash. And if we're starting from Chumash, which Chumash we're going to start?
Vayikra.
Vayikra.
That's what the Cheder kids learn.
That's what they learn. So we're like Cheder kids. Okay. So the Torah at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Hashem calls out to Moshe, Me'ol Moed, and then in Pasuk Beis, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem, Adam ki akriv mikem karban l'Hashem. What kind of carbon are we talking about here? A carbon ola. And min ha-bakar, min ha-behemah, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takrivu es karban chem. So Rashi notices that the Torah uses the verb takrivu in the plural. And karban chem, your carbon, the possessive, also in the plural. And at this point, we can wonder, what does it mean in the plural? Does it mean that we're talking about a carbon tzibur? Or, alternatively, what else can be plural, but it's not exactly a carbon tzibur? A carbon ashutfim. And if you notice carefully, Rashi says takrivu. That's the first of the two Rashis that I want to point out to you. There are a lot of Rashis here that we're skipping right now, because we want to get to the chase. Rashi says takrivu melamed sheshnayim misnadvim ola b'shutfis. So you and I can come together and form a partnership, and we're going to bring a nedava. And in this case, the Torah is only talking about a carbon ola, so Rashi limits his comment to a carbon ola. Rashi's not going into the issue of, can you bring other carbonus as a nedava? Like, for example, can I bring a carbon chatus as a nedava, or a carbon asham as a nedava? Certainly in the case of shlamim, we're going to have a carbon nedava, but right now Rashi's focused on ola. And the plural form here of takrivu, Rashi says, is used for shutfim. No discussion here about a carbon tzibur, if I want to be medayik in Rashi's language, until we get to the next Rashi. And here, in the case of karban chem, Rashi says that there is a possibility of a carbon tzibur. Now, it's one phrase. There's a resh and a sefer. It says takrivu as karban chem. It's logical, says Rashi, to assume that we're talking about one carbon. Now, obviously, the answer to that question would be, what carbon? An ola. But Rashi goes beyond that. What kind of an ola? Is it an olas chovor, or is it an olas nedava? Well, Rashi just finished saying that takrivu is a reference to what kind of an ola? Everybody in Olas? Nidava, correct? Nidava. Okay, I'll say it the way you would say it, Nidava. Okay. But at the same time, Rashi says that Karban Chem is referring not to Shutfin, but rather to Sibur. Now, if we're going to maintain the same consistency here, that we're talking about a Karban Ola, both in Takrivu and in Karban Chem, just that Takrivu is a reference to Shutfim and Karban Chem is a reference to the Tzibur, then we should maintain that consistency in terms of categorizing the Karban as what? Nidava. So it means that not only can Shutfim bring a Karban Nidava in the case of Ola, but forget about Shutfim, even what? The Tzibur can bring a Karban Ola as a Nidava. Then that's pretty way out, because this is breaking new ground. You know, our classical cases of a Karban Tzibur, and certainly in the case of Ola, is a Chova. You know, there's an obligation that the Tzibur has to bring a Karban Tamid, whatever the case may be, for the Tzibur. Now we're saying that the Tzibur is not obligated in bringing this Karban, but they can voluntarily bring this Karban. Now, just logistically, what exactly is going to happen here? I'm talking to you like I would talk to children in a cheder. Let's imagine that the tzibur wants to volunteer for a karban nedava in the case of an ola. What do we do? How do we generate a karban tzibur? You see, in the case of a karban chova, what's the magical phrase, you know, that we would use, the concept for understanding how this karban becomes a karban tzibur? Trumas halishka, correct? Right, we dig our hands into the pocket of the Trumas HaLishka, we buy a carbon, and that carbon is a carbon at Tzibur. But Rashi wants to know if Karban Chem here in this pasuk is telling me about a Nidavas at Tzibur. It's a little bit odd, because do we have the wherewithal, so to speak, or the rights to dig our hands into the pocket of the Trumas HaLishka, when we're not even obligated to bring this? You know, the tzibur made a... It's like, have you ever been at a kibbutz where they get together, the members of the kibbutz, and they have a vote, you know, they have a vada. You know what I'm talking about? So the tzibur gets together, and we decide, hey, you know what? Let's bring a karban nedava. So does that give him rights to bring a karban nedava? So Rashi says the following, Molamed shehiba nitvas hatzibur, that you can take a nidava, you can take a carbon ola and bring it as a nidvas tzibur. And what is that? That's called olas keitz hamizbeach haba min amosros. So there are a lot of new concepts here that Rashi's introducing. One is called keitz hamizbeach, and as I said before, we're going to have a whole discussion of keitz hamizbeach. Keitz hamizbeach is something that, so to speak, feeds the Mizbeach. I mean, you might ask, is the Mizbeach hungry? And the answer is yes, the Mizbeach is hungry. The Mizbeach wants Achilas Mizbeach. But the Lechora, the Mizbeach has been satiated by all the other Karbonos. And the answer is not. You know, maybe at some point the Mizbeach is retired. You know, I don't mean retired on a permanent basis. That Nebuchadnezzar will take care of. But what I mean to say is that, you know, we don't have any karbanos here to bring on the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach now feels very much left out. It's hungry. So we have something called Keitz HaMizbeach. And the word keitz is some sort of a su'uda, maybe not the main part of the su'uda, but at least how do you say in English, the dessert, the liftan. So we're going to give keitz on his back, we're going to give something to his back, keep the mizbeach active. So Rashi says, and where are we going to get the money for this nidavas hatzibur? So we know why we're motivated to want to bring the Mizbeach an extra carbon. So the Tzibur now sees itself in a unique position, opportunity to bring this carbon and double the case on Mizbeach. But where's the money coming from? So Rashi says there's something called Mosros. Now, Mosros could come under many different categories and many different scenarios, but let's give one scenario for an example. Let's say, for example, a person is Mafrish two behemos for one chova, and the reason he does so is he's afraid he's going to lose the first behemah, so he wants to have a backup behemah. So let's say for example he doesn't lose the behemah, so he has the first behemah, so he's makriv the first one. What does he do with the second one? So that second one is called Yiroah Sheyistoyev. You know, we're going to wait till the Karban becomes possible of his bath. We're going to sell it, and that Domim goes to what's called Mosar, Mosros, and then we can use that money for a Nedavas HaTzibur. And there are many other cases of Mosros. And this is a Sugya Masechta Shavuos. But I want to learn with you now the Ramban. You have the copy of the Ramban? I couldn't find the Ramban, but I found the Art Scroll edition of the Ramban, which we have here on the shelves. He starts by quoting Rashi. Rashi says in the first Rashi, Takrivu Malamit Sheshnayim Misnadvim Ola B'Shutfis, and then the second Rashi, Korban Chem Malamit Sheba B'Nidvas HaTzibur. So the Ramban sees this as an occasion to discuss the difference between the two Rashis, the two cases. In the first Rashi, Takrivu, Rashi's talking about Shutfim. In the second Rashi of Korban Chem, Rashi's talking about Tzibur. And the Ramban wants to point out that these are two distinct concepts. And they're nafkaminis in terms of the way you do the way to bring the Korban. And he says the following. Pirish Rav Kain Lomar Sheim is Nadvu Rabim Lahavi Ola. You gather together a multitude of people, and they decide to bring a carbon Ola b'nedava. So that's called what? That's called Ola Sashutfit. And the Ramban says, how many people did you gather together? He says, there's no difference. Ma bein shnayim amishtatfim bekarbon bein asara bein aelef shenishtatfu bo. You can get 1,000 people together, and they join a partnership, and they chip in for a carbon. You know, you get the bill in the mail, and you're one of 1,000 people. What kind of carbon is that? Carbon ashutfim. Doesn't matter. And when he says 1,000, it could be 10,000. It could be 10 million. It doesn't matter. What makes it into a carbon tzibur? That's the second Rashi. He says, then if the money comes from the mosros to give this dessert onto the mizbeach, as we said, that's called a carbon tzibur. And now we have an ola that comes as a carbon tzibur b'nedava. You know, again, your classical case of an ola, that's an olas tzibur, is going to be a chova. But there is such a thing as an olas tzibur as a nedava. And the critical condition that has to be fulfilled to make that carbon into a carbon tzibur is the fact that it comes minha mosros. Then the Ramban introduces another concept, which I'm going to skip for now because that's just going to derail me. And he says, "Lefichach knows once you brought this carbon, you purchased the carbon for the monies of the community, which is called the Mosros. Therefore, it becomes an olas tzibur." And he says, "You should know that according to what Rashi's presenting here, kol olas yaviu rabim." Chutz min ha-mosros, meaning even if you collect money from masses of people, it still remains a korban ha-shutfim. And the Ramban is about to tell us what the nafkamina is, whether you call it a korban ha-shutfim or you call it a korban tzibur. Chutz min ha-mosros, the only time you can cross over into, you know, past that red line into what's called a korban tzibur is when the money comes min ha-mosros. And then it becomes... until you do so, chutz min ha-mosros, every other case, no matter how many people contribute that money to buy that carbon, nevertheless it remains an olas hashutvim. And what's the nafkemina? Uta'una smicha bekula. And not only that, nesachim craving mishalahem. So we have two dinim now that will illustrate the difference between a carbon yachid, or in this case a carbon shutfim, and a carbon tzibur. That's number one, smicha, and number two, nisachim. So with regard to a carbon tzibur, there's no smicha and there's no nisachim, but with regard to a carbon yachid, or in our context, because the pasuk says takrivu a carbon hashutfim, is in those cases there will be smicha and nisachim. Again, you know, there's going to be a whole fight over here because you have multitudes of Jews that are all shutfim. Every shutfim wants to get the opportunity of doing the smicha or bringing the nisachim. But he says the nisachim is also mishalehem. They're going to collect the money in order that everybody in this whole group of shutfis should also participate by contributing from his personal possessions for the sake of the nisachim. V'ulay l'dayto olas ha'ov shi'ba b'nidavas shnayim v'eino ba nidvas tzibur. It's very possible that according to Rashi, there's no such that you could have a nidavas ha'tzibur in a korban ola of behema, but not in the case of an oaf. An oaf would always be, in the case of an adava, a nidvas shutfim. V'eino ba nidvas tzibu. Okay, so he has a sifra. I don't know if you have a footnote on that. V'chein ha-shlomim. Now, we've been talking all the time about an ola. What's the deal in the case of shlomim? Shomer b'hem sh'ashutfim v'viyam osa nidava. But Einat Tzibur Mevi'im Oso Nedov. That was the Torah's Kohanim that we saw quoted in Tosfos. That you could never have in a Korban Shlomim a Nidvas HaTzibur. Korban Shlomim could only come as a Tzibur Bechova, but not Benedova. In contrast to an Ola, where the Tzibur could bring forward a Nidvas HaTzibur if the money that's used is from the Mosros. And he says the following, Bekulon Yecholim Arabim Lisnadev Lahem Bitsibu. At this point, the Ramban is, we're not ready for the bomb yet. The Ramban is saying that in all these cases, according to Rashi, you can collect from the Tzibur as much money as you want and from as many members of the Tzibur as you want, but it still remains a Karban Ashutfin. Lo miatu ela shelo yavio samin akupos. The only limitation you have is that this carbon hashutfim, which has both smicha and esachim, is brought from individual donations as opposed to the cash box, so to speak, of the mosros. Now you have the next word, v'efshar, in the Ramban. Does it appear as a separate paragraph? I don't know. Anyway, this VF show is going to be the Ramban's, shall I say, chidush, or breakthrough. But let's just say a few words about what we saw so far. We have something called a carbon tzibur, and we have something called a carbon yachid, and then we have shutfin. And shutfin basically is another, shall we call, permutation of a carbon yachid. The dinim of a carbon shutfin are identical to the dinim of a carbon yachid. No matter how many people are partners in this carbon. Which means that shutfis and tzibur are two independent concepts. And my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, once discussed this in a Yahrzeit shiur, and he said that tzibur is a collective entity. Shutfis means it's a private ownership. It's a private ownership. But how many owners are there? There could be millions of owners, but each one owns his chelik privately. Mashenkin Tzibur is what? Is one entity. It's one ownership. No one can claim he has his own part. He only has ownership insofar as he's part of the Tzibur. Ben?
And you use Rabim, grammatically Rabim, to describe both, and you have to make a
distinction. So generally speaking, the word Rabim means Shutfim. It just means many, you know, many times one. So you can have a million times one. You can have 100 million times one. But it's always multiples of one, which means that each individual has his own ownership. And that's what shutfis is. Again, you could wonder, does the shutfis mean they have ownership on everything? Each person owns everything. Each person owns a pod. You know, that you could go ahead with. But it's not simple. And now you have to know what are the differences. The difference in karbonis is going to be smicha and nisachim. And number two, how do you effectuate, how do you generate a karbon tzibur? And the answer is, number one, either there's a chova, or number two, it's mosros, which means that it's got to come from a specific, you know, a cash potty that's designated by the tzibur, and it's mamanat tzibur. Now the Ramban has a chiddush. He says the following: the efshar shenomar shimratzu tzibur. The tzibur decided that they want to bring a nedava as a tzibur. Then efshar lahafrish tchila l'nedava v'yigbu osa kasher yigbu ashkolim l'tmidim u'musafim. Your classical Trumas HaLishka is collected from the Shkolim for the purpose of a Karbon Tzibur, which means a Tamid or a Tmidim or Musafim. But now the Ramban is offering another opportunity in the case of a Nidvas HaTzibur. We can just simply make a collection and we specify that the funds that we're collecting are for the exclusive purpose of a Nidvas HaTzibur, Shetia Nidvas Tzibur, Be olas behema. Again, he's not willing to accept that you can have a nidvas tzibur in the case of an oaf, but in the case of behema, you can have a carbon ola, which is a nidvas tzibur. The money is not coming from the Trumas HaLishka, it's being funded through a collection. So Reuven is going to give, he's going to sign a check, and Shimon is going to sign a check, and Levi, and so forth, and so on. And therefore, in both smicha, they won't have nesachim or smicha because it has the status of a carbon tzibur. And the Ramban is saying a major breakthrough here. He's saying Shenis Rabim and Akosav Azeh. So we have a ribui from this pasuk that if we collect money from the tzibur, we can earmark those funds that we collect for the sake of a nidvas tzibur. The carbon is a carbon tzibur, even though it's coming from private pockets. Now the Ramban asks himself the following question: well, so at what point do you say that it's no longer shutfim and it became a tzibur? Bishlam, according to Rashi, Rashi is saying it depends where the source of the money is. If the money is private money, funds that come from each individual, it could only be a carbon ashutfim. No matter how many millions of people you gather together for this partnership, it's only carbon ashutfim. But the Ramban now is saying we can collect money from private possessions. You know, each guy writes a check from his bank, and it becomes a carbon atzibur. What makes it into a carbon atzibur? So Ramban is hard pressed for this. So he says the following: calls Manchi is not vu rov Yisrael. Now, what I assume he means by rov Yisrael is that you take a census and you figure out how many Jews are alive at any given time. So let's say we say that there are 10 million Jews alive. So we're going to need 5,000,001 to contribute for this nidvas atzibur, and the carbon becomes a carbon tzibur. I know he only says rov, he doesn't tell you what makes a rov, so I'm going to assume that one makes a rov, you know, 51 is a rov. And then he goes on to say, v'eino biola sa'o falo b'shlamin. Okay, there's no such thing as a nidvas atzibur, neither in the case of ola sa'o, nor in the case of shlamin. But if you can only get less than, we'll call it 49% of the population to contribute, then it remains a korban ashutfim, and there's no way it can become a korban atzibur. The huwa ikar. And the Ramban is very excited. He gives himself a pat on the back. Again, as far as I know, maybe I'll look in the footnotes here, there's no other source for this Ramban. And it sort of disturbs me, this Ramban, because, again, the Brisker Rebbe is going to be bothered by a different question, as we'll soon see. But what bothers my mind, my heart, is how can you say that just because the tzibur decided to voluntarily purchase a carbon ola, as an ola tzibur becomes a carbon tzibur, just because of the din of rove? I mean, what's that? You know, what's the basis for that? He doesn't quote any source, the Ramban. I'll just look in the bottom and see if he adds anything. If you don't mind looking at Rabbi Chevelle on the bottom. No, I don't see anything here in the footnotes. If anybody wants to look and see if they can find something here. Okay, Rabbi Olsen, let's look at the Brisker Rav. Do you have a photocopy of that? It should say page 52 on it. I don't know, maybe the number of the page didn't come out. Yes?
What's the nafkamina?
Nafkamina is going to be smicha and the socha.
Okay.
So far, I only know those two nafkamins.
But those things are not
nafkamin anyway. All right.
So,
good. Okay. Yeah. There may be other differences that I'm not aware of. And in terms of the alfusas, the major difference is whether you can derive a karbon of shelo lishma, that's mafkir the ritzui karbon, from such a karbon that could lend itself to a karbon tzibur. That was the keresh kvitza for our discussion of today. So basically, what I see in this Ramban, again, does it say Chavav on the top? No, that didn't come out in your photocopy. But would it say Ramban Parshas Vayikra? Okay, good. So he quotes the Ramban, the Efshar, that maybe there's another method by which we can create a Nidvas Tzibur. Again, we're talking about a carbon Ola, and specifically an Ola Spehema. And that is by collecting the funds. And the Ramban insists that Rov of the Tzibur has to contribute to this karbon. So the Brisker Rav is very perplexed because of a different sugya that we didn't get to yet. And that's called Miskaper al Yidei Acherim. What does it mean, al Yidei Acherim? I can purchase a karbon on your behalf. In which case, according to the Ramban, if the entire Tzibur has decided to bring a karbon olas nedava, we don't have to collect the money from every single member of the Tzibur, or shall I say rov of the members of the Tzibur. Why not just have one rich guy, that's not what he says, but I'm just dramatizing it, one rich fellow, he's gonna offer to buy the karbon from his pocket, and he's gonna make a declaration that I'm bringing this karbon, Almanashi's Kaprubo Rovat Tzibur, or the entire Tzibur. He says the following. Let me just read it, Zev, inside. He says, Divrei Ramban lechora tzrichen bir, d'harei zeh pshita d'im hi olas tzibur, yesh l'chol Yisrael chelek bo. I lav hochi lav tzibur mikri. So he says the following, with mafresh a karbon on behalf of the entire tzibur, then every member of Klal Yisrael, insofar as he's part of the tzibur, has a chelek in this karbon. V'kemen shafrosha haisa mitchiloso shetehe avot olas tzibur areihi mimela shayeches l'kol Yisrael. So it means that all we need here is to set up a membership in the tzibur. Once you have membership in the tzibur, the carbon is a carbon tzibur, and therefore you own part of the tzibur, whether you paid for it or you didn't pay for it. No, he's saying the following. That in a carbon shutfim, you're going to have to ask yourself, well, how do you, as one of the shutfim, gain ownership and partnership in the cheftz, in the chefetz? So the answer is, you chipped in, so you made a kinyan. Right. But in the case of carbon tzibur, we don't need a kinyan. We don't have to pay the money. All we have to do is have a membership card in the tzibur. Right? Every Jew has a membership card in the tzibur. And if this is a carbon tzibur, then every single Jew has ownership in the tzibur. Why is the Ramban insisting that every single Jew has to pay for the carbon, has to chip in? So you'll ask me, well, what makes this carbon into a carbon tzibur? I grant you, the Brisker Rav is right. Once the carbon is defined as a carbon tzibur, then ipso facto, every member of the tzibur has his ownership. You don't need to go through a process of kinyanim, because it's owned by the tzibur, and every Jew is a member of the tzibur. Yeah. But how did it become a carbon tzibur? So the Ramban says, because we collected the money from the tzibur. Says the Brisker Rav, no, that's not so. All you have to do is be mafresh it as an olas tzibur. Is memela shayach l'kol Yisrael. So why do you have to collect the funds from every individual member? And he gives an example, Kamo, I'll prove to you that you could have a bailus on a karbon, and you're the bala karbon, even without shelling out a penny. Kamo, mafresh karbon l'skaper bo chavero. So I could buy a karbon for your kapara. You become the bala karbon, even though I was the one who spent the money. Imken, Mali, what difference does it make? Imhayu mafrishim rov tzibur o miyutam. What difference does it make if 20% of the population chipped in for this karbon, or 51% of the population came? Sof, he shaycha l'kol tzibur. They were makdish the karbon, mafrish the karbon for the sake of the tzibur. So you only collected from 49% of the tzibur. So what? The karbon is a karbon tzibur. Memela shaycha l'kol tzibur. Any member of the tzibur has ownership. And he says, Vitzarech Iyun. So until we get to the left column, and as we finish the right column of this Brisker Rav, he leaves the Ramban as a Tzarech Iyun. He doesn't understand why the Ramban, in order to create an ownership of the Tzibur, the Ramban feels compelled to collect the money from Rovat Tzibur. You don't have to collect the money from Rovat Tzibur. All you have to do is set up a din of a carbon tzibur. Once it's a carbon tzibur, who's the bialim of the carbon? The tzibur. So every individual, insofar as he's part of that tzibur, he's considered a bialim. He's the bala carbon. Ah, you'll ask me, says the Brisker Rav, well, how did you set up this carbon as a carbon tzibur? Maybe it's a carbon ashutfim. And the other Ramban says, well, you need rovat tzibur. He says, no, forget about rovat tzibur. All you have to do is be mafreshit as a carbon tzibur. Why? Because that's no different, he gives the mashal, of a carbon which Reuven was mafresh the carbon for the sake of what? For the sake of Shimon. And that works. That's going to be a sugya a little bit later on in the first perek. And it means that Shimon becomes the bala carbon. So it doesn't matter who's actually shelling out for the carbon. All it matters is if the person who designates the carbon would do so on behalf of the tzibur. If he does so on behalf of the tzibur, then the male of the carbon should become a carbon tzibur, whether or not it's the rov or the miut. In lo, now he tries to take a stab at it and make some sense out of this Ramban. So both say, from this point on, I need your help. I read this paragraph a few times and I think I know what it means, but I probably don't. Anyway, yeah, go ahead, Tim.
I don't understand the Brisker Rav's kasha, because the Ramban brings an example. He says, okay, this is the way, but obviously mezakin adam shelo befanav, because he mezakin, like Alan said, he says, okay, I'm throwing this korban on behalf of the whole of the tzibur, and he becomes the korban tzibur. The Ramban just talked about one way of getting to it, and not necessarily all the ways of getting
to it. All right, maybe you're right. But again, let's read the language of the Ramban. The Ramban again wants to understand what's the difference between a carbon shutfim and a carbon tzibur. How do you effectuate a carbon tzibur? In the case of a chov, I know, but in the case of the dove, it's very complicated because the manifold numbers of people who are bringing this carbon does not make it into a tzibur. The Ramban said, let it be thousands, it would still become nothing more than a carbon shutfim. How do I cross the border into a carbon dove? He says, Kol Zman Shis Nadvu Bo Rov Yisrael. So again, to say that the Ramban doesn't mean it literally, when the Ramban is really working overtime.
I'm saying, the Ramban also has this concept of mezakin. So obviously, he needs to be mezakin, the Rov of the Tzibur.
Okay.
Well, it's just a question of payment.
Right, again, it could be that you're right, that maybe there is a din of Zoch and the other Shalom B'fanav, but what the Brisker Rav is doing, let's analyze the Ramban from the perspective of who is the Bala Karmah. Is there one Bala Karmah, just multiply that number one by a million, or is the Bala Karmah the Tzibur? So if you want to talk about what makes the Tzibur into the Bala Karmah, says the Ramban, that's totally irrelevant. I mean, says the Brisker Rav, that's totally irrelevant to who collects, who actually goes into his checkbook and writes out the check. What's going to determine whether or not it's a bailus of the tzibur is going to be whether or not the hafrasha was done l'shem kaparas atzibur. And to effectuate the kapara, the hafrasha l'shem kaparas atzibur, I just need one person, if you will, who will say, well, I'm designating this Ola as an Ola Satzibur. And now, Mimela, it becomes a carbon tzibur, which every person, insofar as the member of the tzibur, becomes the Bala Karb.
Probably the Ramban would not do that.
So let's see if he would or he wouldn't. I mean, again, you know, again, keep in mind the Ramban himself says v'efshar. At the end, he says v'chein ikar. But even the Ramban himself was perplexed about this. There's really no source for this chiddush that you can have a nidvas atzibur, which is no longer a korban shutfim, based on some sort of collection. And the Ramban says, what is that collection? It's the collection of Mirov Atzibur. So Brisker Rav says, forget about collection Mirov Atzibur. It means if the Hakdosha, that Frasha, was done for the sake of Atzibur, then I can bring a carbon with the intention that you would be miskaper, that you become the Bala Karbon.
But if you do, if, it, that, you do it that way, what if somebody is mudrana from that particular node?
I don't know. Again, Alan, you know, as I always tell you, let me just get by this and we'll learn the Dharm tomorrow, maybe the day after, I don't know. Let's just see if we can piece together the next paragraph.
But the Brisker doesn't need a robe tibur for his logic.
He does need.
Well, he needs a frushal l'shem atzibur, meaning this ola that I'm designating, for the tzibur, and I could do so because it's halacha that I can bring a carbon, I'm going to ask that you should be miskaper. And if I can bring a carbon, I'm going to ask that you should be miskaper, I could bring a carbon, I'm going to ask that the entire tzibur should be miskaper. Meaning, I, as the one who brings the carbon and designates this animal as a carbon, I have the rights in Kodshim to determine and designate the bialim of the carbon. So why can't I designate the tzibur as the bialim of the carbon?
I would maybe say that the chidush of the Rambam is it doesn't need to be the whole of the tzibur, it needs to be rove the tzibur.
No, I don't see how it's possible. Because there's no entity halacha of rove tzibur. Because the tzibur is, as we just heard, is a definition. I'm either a member of tzibur or I'm not. But the tzibur is the tzibur. So if I'm going to be designated for the tzibur, it's just one thing.
So maybe that's the thing. You should say, let's say rove the yudim in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not even only on the people in Eretz Yisrael. It's a korban tzibur, even though the people
doesn't sound like this.
Well, here's what he's saying. He said, "Rov tzibur." That would be a bigger chiddush.
There's two more tzibur. He says, "Afrasha tzibur harei ha'am gele shaycha l'chol Yisrael." Not whatever number I designate. By definition, tzibur means everybody. Tzibur doesn't mean half. It doesn't mean 51%. It means everybody. There is a concept of a rov tzibur, but the tzibur itself is 100%. That's what the words mean to me. But
okay, Rabbi said, let's give it a shot and see if we can piece together this brisker row. Okay. He says the following: Le'inyan sheyachol ba shem nidovas tzibur. Okay, our goal is to set up something which is called a nidovas tzibur. So one thing I could tell you here that the Brisker Rav is putting the emphasis on the process, you know, what I call to generate a status of a nedavas hatzibur. He's going back to the roots of the process by which we can generate a shem nedavas hatzibur. You know, you can't just snap your fingers and say woo poof magically this becomes a nedavas hatzibur. Be'inon lezeh. Now here I think he's letting the cat out of the bag. This I think has to be on the line. She'etzem maisa hanedava tehei nases al yidei hatzibur v'daita. Now this is very fascinating, Rabbi Osei. Why? Because the Ramban himself, in his kasha, had invoked the halacha, the principle that I could be mafresh something al menas she yiskaper bo chaveram. And the Ramban is saying that the process by which I can do so is a process which has nothing to do with the mice and the dova. In other words, forget about the process of paying for the carbon. It's almost as if the Ramban is assuming like the carbon exists. And once the carbon exists, all I have to do is determine where the kapara is going to go. Do you follow what I mean? You have a carbon in front of you. And now, I want to direct the kapara towards someone else. I was the one who shelled out, so in Hilchus Mice and Nedov, it was certainly mine. The Chiddush here is that once the carbon exists and the shame carbon is there, now I can determine whether that shame carbon should be directed towards me, shame carbon meaning in terms of the kapara power of the carbon, or towards you. But here, in the case of Nedov HaSatzibur, we have a problem. Because there is no carbon. What you have in front of you is a behemoth chulin. Now, what's the goal? The goal is to create what's called a nedavas hatzibur. How do we create a nedavas hatzibur, yesh me'ayin, out of a carbon? Out of a behemoth chulin. So the Brisker Rav's answer to that is called a maisa nedava. The maisa nedava itself has to be there. You can't just say, well, where's the kapara going to go? You know, that's fine. You could say where the kapara is going to go if you already have a karbon. But here our issue is how to get to that point where we have a karbon.
Well, how does he do that? By calling it a maizah and a double, what does he say?
So let's see the next part. But again, the Briska Rav is using a lot of cryptic terminology here, which I'm trying to decode, to decipher his code. He says two things here. Number one, he says we need sheyachil, our goal is sheyachil ba nidvas hatzibur, meaning you really have to traverse a very, how shall I say, a great gap here. You know, what's the gap? The gap is that you have in front of you a behemas chulin, and yet you have to create out of this behemas chulin an adavas tzibur. That's a challenge.
It seems to me.
Correct. Just give me a minute. So the Ramban says that I want to add another variable into the equation. The Briska Rav's interpretation of the Ramban. How do you get from A to Z? How do you get from the point of a behemas chulin and magically create a nidava, and this nidava have the status of what? Of a nidvas hatzibur. It seems like an impossible task. And the answer is, I need a maisa nidava. So again, we don't know exactly how that works. Again, we're going to try to work this out. But do you see at least what we're getting so far? You can't be on the top of Mount Everest until you climb the mountain. So we're trying to step by step climb the mountain. And we've climbed two steps so far. Number one, the problem is how do we get to the point where this karbon is called the nidvas hatzibur? And point number two, the Briska Rav is answering that in order to achieve that goal, we need a maisa nedava. Okay, let's go on and see if we can piece this together. He says, "Kimo shekasavnu b'tchila shimrotzu hatzibur lahafrish b'tchilas hanedava." Do you see in the Ramban's language here, which you'll see printed on your page, She'im rotzu tzibur lahafrish b'tchila l'nedava? Why does the Ramban emphasize lahafrish? Apparently the Ramban is trying to achieve the goal of creating this nedava satzibur by going back to the process of hafrasha. Okay, that's the Briska Rav is taking the word hafrasha as a code word in the Ramban to understand by what process can you create a nidvas hatzibur, just to create the karbon. And that's why the Ramban says lahafrish b'tchila. What does the word b'tchila mean? To create a nidvas hatzibur. And the Ramban says, how do you create this entity called a nidvas hatzibur? It's a magical kind of process through hafrasha. How do you know it's through hafrasha? Because the Ramban says lahafrish b'tchila. He says the following: shimratu atzibur lahafrish b'tchilas b'tchila l'nidava. Again, the process here is the nidava process. Is be'inon das atzibur li'etzem shem shel nidava. You can't create a nidava and say that, well, Reuven came forward and that was an adavas hatzibur, meaning an adava that has within it the power of creating a carbon, which is a carbon tzibur of an adava. Al zeh kosav Ramban she'im an adava nases al yidei rov hatzibur. If the rov hatzibur jump in to this process, this active process called a maisa nedava, as then chalba toras nedava satzibur, duli inyan etzem asiyas hanedava is shapir shayach din rov umit. So let's again go back to square one. What was the Briska Rav's kasha? I can take a karbon. I was no Dave for this karbon, so it's a karbon nedava, and I can determine who's going to be miskaper from this karbon. Why can't we apply the same thing in the case of a karbon tzibur, a nedava satzibur, that I can be mafrish the karbon from my box, from my account, back account, and now I can make a tanai that the tzibur should be miskaper? That was the Ramban's answer. And the Ramban now says that there are two different mechanics here. There's one mechanics by which I already have a carbon. The carbon is a given, and it's a carbon adava. Again, it's a carbon nedav of what? Of the yachid. And now, once the carbon has the status of a carbon nedava, meaning a nedavas yachid, now I can take that nedava and I can determine who's the bailim on the kapar. But says the Brisker Rav, in the case of a nedivas hatzibur, I don't have a carbon nedivas hatzibur. It's not a given. It doesn't exist. I have to create a chalos nedavas hatzibur. Here, it's not enough just to say, well, I want the bailim to be the tzibur, and automatically I have this almanas, I have this intention that the entire tzibur become what? Become the bailim on the karbon. There has to be a maisa in the very creation, in the very process of creating this chalos nedavas hatzibur, that makes it into a nedavas hatzibur. Says Ramban, in order to achieve that goal and create a nedavas hatzibur yesh me'ayin, back to the yitzira, the very process of yitzira, for that you need a nedava. Now we have to go back to the nedava. If you already have a given, namely a nedavas hayochid, the carbon has its own identity, then that's a different story. Now you want to know how to direct a kapara, that's a cinch. But if you don't have a nedavas hatzibur, then you want to create the nedavas hatzibur. By what process can you create a nedavas hatzibur? And the answer is the maisa nedava. So the Ramban asked himself, if the maisa nedava creates the shame nedavas hatzibur, when at what point do we say the maisa nedava was a nedavas hatzibur? And what's the Ramban's answer? Rove. Do you follow what I'm saying? The hafrash has to be from the rove of the tzibur. The rove of the tzibur creates this nedava, and once the nedava becomes a nedava satzibur, then the karma becomes a nedava satzibur.
Where's the rove? Why can they simply say, even not a, let's say, whatever it is, a coin, not in the coin, money to the lishka, almanas, that they should use it for a nedivas sibur. So then, then what happens is the lishka itself is the one that actually purchases the carbon for sibur.
Again, the problem with the Ramban is not a case where the money is coming from the trumas from the lishka hatruma. If the money is coming from the trumas lishka, the Ramban is no problem. The Ramban wants to be mechadesh that in the case of an edava, you can circumvent the need for trumas alishka. There's another method, an alternative method.
But you need the
rov. And here's where the Ramban operates with rov. If you don't have a rov, the Ramban says, you cannot create an edava satzibur. So the Brisker Rav says, why not? Why can't we just have a miut, and the miut will determine al menashis kapu ba'atzibur, which is exactly what we do in a case of a carbon yachid. So the Brisker Rav says that what the Ramban needs the rov is because he doesn't understand the Ramban, how you can take privately owned money, the Ramban says, and make it into a carbon atzibur. How do you do such a thing in the case of an adama? To accomplish that goal, the Ramban says we go back to the Maisa Nedava. And the Maisa Nedava, which takes place before you designate the carbon. You know, we're going back to Genesis, so to speak.
But what do you do with it, the Maisa Nedava? What is this Maisa Nedava?
The Maisa Nedava is going to be used to purchase a carbon. And once you purchase the carbon has the status of a tzibur carbon.
From what the Brisker Rav is saying, I think the simple clue is that why you can, for instance, you can be mendat of my chatat for me. If I don't want your chatat, I want my own chatat. The fact that you mendat of my chatat, you won't turn my chatat into chulin be'azara. Your chatat will be.
Not. I would ask you even a different question, Zev. Can I bring a chatat for you if you're not chayav in a chatat as an adama?
Wait
a minute. What's the answer to that question? This is a very phenomenal. I'm asking an olive-based question. I mean, this has tremendous repercussions. Halach and kochim. When we say that almanashi is kapur bo chavero, what about the case of a chatos? If chavero is not even chayim in the chatos,
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. That's a carbon adava. So the Ramban would say that perhaps in a carbon adava, you have to collect the money, again, whenever there is a carbon adova, let's say in Shlomim or so forth. See, that this is what I don't know. What would be, according to the Ramban, if I want to bring a carbon edova for you, and I shell into my pocket, I purchase the shlomim, and now I say, Almanas, she is kapur bo zev, and zev is not chayiv in the carbon. So for zev, it's a carbon edova. Once again, I have to create a carbon edova with a kapar for somebody else. The Ramban might say, for that I need to collect money from you, because again, I need the maisa and the dava to create that. The maisa,
right? The brisk rav is not so much concerned about the money. I think he's more concerned about the dat and the agreement.
I don't know. I'm not
because,
sure
because that's what he's using.
I don't.
Atzibur vedatam.
Yeah.
He used the word dat at least twice here. That means. And maybe that's the chiddush of the Ramban, that if there is a rov tzibur, have dat, either they gave the money or somebody else gave the money, that doesn't really matter who put his hand into the pocket, because that could be mezakeh money. But if they agree with that tam, the rov turns it into a korban tzibur.
But both sides. Again, I'm trying to, you know, what do I call it, to... I forgot the word.
Ask yourself?
Time judgment. What's it called?
Time management.
Management. Excellent. That was the word I needed. Trying to manage my time. Open up the Nefesh Tova, and I think that he's also perplexed by this Ramban. Okay, so this is called Simon Samach Dalet. You'll have to tell me what page it's on. But I'm looking for a paragraph that starts with Bir Hadvarim. If somebody could just lend me their copy, I think we'll save a lot of time.
Just make sure I gave you all.
I'll give it right back to
you. I gave you Aleph, right?
You gave me Aleph.
Start up.
Thank you so much.
Time management.
Okay. Let me just see. It should say Daf Hey. I'm an Aleph on top. Just 1 second. Samach Dalet. Just give me a second here. I'm almost there. Ubir Advarim. So you're on page Ayin Aleph. And we're going to count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Ubir Advarim. Ayin Aleph. You have it?
Thank you.
All right. The B'chol Makom Shematzinu the Mafrish Adam Karbon. Bishvil she is kaper bo acher. Hakarbon kfar kayam. V'eina makdish yotzer karbon michadash ela mevio avur oso hakarbon haomer b'torah. So it sounds like he's saying that if I have to bring a certain carbon, the Torah already recognizes that carbon, so I'm not creating something new, a brand new category or a new essence. What I can do, therefore, is I can determine that my friend, he should have the kapar of the carbon. V'chein, and the same thing would apply even in a carbon tzibur, as long as there's a chovas tzibur. So then, the carbon and its essence, its identity exists in and of itself. And therefore, Yecholim Yechidim Lahakdish Avur Karbon HaMechuyov Masha Enken Kshetzibur Misnadvim Karbon Val Yidei Zeh Chalalov Mitchilo Shem Karbon HaTzibur Bo Zeh Be'inon Da Tzibur Atzmo Yakdish Shal Yidei Zeh Gufa Heim Osim Es Chalosh Shem HaKarbon V'yena Yochid Yochol Isnadiv Avur Zeh. I think it becomes clear in the next paragraph. He says, "Vagrid tirates to lo shayach lisnadev almanas shis kaper bo chavero ella kisha chavero imkain." I'm going to add imkain kisha chavero mechuyov kvar bedavar Avolo shayach lisnadev bishvil bishvilo kishein lo adayin chiyuv bidova. V'yesh l'dayike miloshen Rashi daf vav amin aleph shekosav odom shenodar korban v'frisho chavero mishalo liskaper bo hanoder. Why does Rashi put all this emphasis here on the noder? Harid v'inan shehei ha'odom hanoder kodem v'yohiv v'yeh mechuyev bo kidei sheyuchal chavero lahafrish b'shvilo. Wow, that's pretty wild. It means that Shimon is chayiv, and if I can be mafrish on behalf of Shimon, I'm basically just helping. I'm designating the carbon for the one who's mechuyev the carbon. Is lahachi in the case of a tzibur, and that there's no chova here, is lo nadru, right? They didn't take upon themselves a neder. Is ena yochid yochol is nadiv carbon on behalf of the tzibur ba'avuron. And therefore, the Ramban has to find some sort of mechanism by which this carbon can become a carbon tzibur. And the nedava that I bring for the sake of someone else can only work if that other person has that nedava, he has that neder. But here that the tzibur doesn't have that neder, so no one individual can bring a carbon on behalf of someone else. Oh, but let's look at the next paragraph. He has a riff. This is fascinating. We're talking about bringing or praying a tefilas nedava. So the Rif writes in Brachos, Kevin the Kaimel under tefilos keneged tmidim tiknum, kishem she'ein atzibur mevi olas nedava, kach ein atzibur mispalim tefilas nedava. Now, l'chora, this is against the Ramban, because the Ramban holds that the tzibur do have a nedava. And not only the Ramban, but the Gemara itself seems to assume that in the case of a carbon ola, the tzibur could have a carbon nedava. The Ramban takes this even further. He requires that you can, you know, that you collect the funds. Uvebalamar shom hiksha olav ma ro lomar dover ze v'chol atalmid moli b'zesh atzibur mevi olas nedava kidamrinan mosros l'nedava satzibur azli. That when we have this collection called Mosros, then the money is earmarked towards an olas nedava on behalf of the tzibur. V'tanya b'sifri korban chem. This was Rashi's source. Melamichi ba b'nedivas tzibur. V'kama v'kama ein lahem kates. So how can the Rif say that there's no such thing as tefila of a tzibur b'nedava? Because there's no korban on behalf of the tzibur, which is a korban nedava. The Shas is full of such cases. So the Ramban comes to defend the Rif. Kavanoso di ein korban tzibur ba mitchila b'nedava. See the word mitchila again. Notice, how do you generate the status of a korban tzibur? Can you just take a nedava? Ein korban tzibur el mimasha mizbech kone mishkolim shalo chova ha'i ilu rotzu visnadvu. This is the language of the Rabbani. Ilu rotzu visnadvu b'tchila tzibur echad kol Yisrael olas hashutvim he nikret. So even if you have a unanimous decision of the entire tzibur, it still remains a korban shutvim, which means that it requires smicha and nesachim. So the Ramban says that the only way you can get a carbon tzibur b'nedava is mimasha mizbech kone mishkolim, meaning I guess he means the shkolim of the tzibur. Again, this is not like the Ramban that we saw before in Chumash, because the Ramban in Chumash says that you can collect from the tzibur. You don't need to collect it from a community chest.
It sounds to me like he said, this is the Shkolah of the Yah, he's talking about. This is basically a little business deal, Kanunya.
So, how does this answer the question of the Baal HaMor? He says, Tzarech Loma di Yishev Das Harif, Kipirish Rashi, okay, Ein Zed Daito, Sharei Sosid, fine. Vyesh Levar Dvarv, the after me, Komakom Etzinu Karbon Edova, Bitzibur, Bim Mosros, meaning we collect the money from the Mosros. Svirale the tefila tefilos nitkinu keneged havas karbonos velosagi bameshat sibur miskaper bekarbon nidava bemosros. So what does it mean keneged? Keneged karbonos tiknu. That's only which karbonos? That's karbonos which are brought by the tzibur, and that's going to only be a karbon chova, even though there's a way of bringing a karbon in dava that has the status of a karbon tzibur. But nevertheless, that's not enough. Why not? Karbonos. The lo sagi bahu shat sibur miskaper. Oh, he's shifting the emphasis from the name of the carbon to the kaparas hakarbon. If it's a matter of kaparas hakarbon, so you could have an edoma on behalf of the tzibur and generate a kapara, but nevertheless, it doesn't automatically become a carbon tzibur. You have to make it into a carbon tzibur. So regular carbon tzibur, you don't need to have a whole system because it's a chova. But in the case of an edova, you need a whole system in order to give it the status of a carbon tzibur. I don't know. This one is beyond me.
It sounds like what you're saying is the following. He gives the nedava. He's going to give a korban nedava to the mizbeach as a yachid. Now, once he has gone through that and it's accepted by the mizbeach as a nedava, as a korban nedava, he then takes the bialus of this and gives it as a matana to the tzibur. So he just changes who the bialus are, but it's already been accepted. Now you're not dealing with doing anything because it already is a korban nedava that's ready to go on the mizbeach. So he just changes the bialus.
I don't understand. It's beyond me. But Rav Olsai, we have another few minutes. I wanted to share with you a sugya in Yuma, which we started in the 9:30 class, and it's on Daf Nun Chesam in Beis. Do you gentlemen have the Nefesh Tova Chelet Beis by any chance?
I do at home.
Okay.
I can bring you a copy.
So, I'd like to show you a very fascinating discussion here in the Nefesh Tova.
It's yours.
Chelet Beis. And it's on page Tuf Mem Hey. Okay then? There's a sugya in the fifth parak of Yuma on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, and it quotes a sheet of Rabbi Akiva.
So what page is it again? On
the
Tuf Mem Hei. Okay. Now, what I'm going to try to do is just give you a Marim Makom to look at the sugya inside, and if you have time, you'll go through it. There are a lot of details here in the sugya, but I just want to extract one detail. So we're talking about the Kohen on the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and we're talking about the way in which the Kohen Gadol, after he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, he does the matanos on the Mizbeach, on the Kronos of the Mizbeach. And which Kronos does he start with? Which Kronos does he end with? This is the sugya, that's the sugya that Rabbi Akiva is quoted on here in Yuma. So it comes out like this. The Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kodashim, and now he continues walking towards the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the first place that he reaches is called the Mairov, which is the west corner, the Mairov Dromi, the Dromis Mairovis. But the Gemara says that at this point, based on a certain Gzeres HaKosuv, which is going to be discussed here, he has to go around the Mizbeach. He can't do it right there on the Mizbeach, which is the first place that he encounters. And the Gemara says the following, that what he does is he continues walking in the same general direction. I'm reading here from the English translation, because again, I just want to get to one point. And he goes around the entire Mizbeach until finally he arrives at the southeast corner. Okay, so he started at the southwest corner, right? I'm just reading the English here. You'll translate into the Hebrew. And he ends up in the southeast corner. That's where he's going to do the first Matan Domin.
We're going clockwise around this way?
We'll see that in a minute. Hold on for just a minute. Then he backtracks and goes towards the left in order to get back to the southwest corner and to do the second Matan Domin. So again, the first Matan Domin was where?
Southeast.
On the eastern side. Now he's going to the western side. And basically, he's coming back to the same point that he began with. So the Gemara here later on is bothered by this. And the Gemara says the following. For Rabbi Akiva, he says, why does he do it that way? If he wished, he could do it by turning towards his right and circling around the Mizbeach until he gets to the southwest corner. And the Gemara presses for this right turn because Kol Pnio Shatapone Iatapone El Yamin.
Which is where the first one was to the left.
Again, I don't know all the details. Again, just for both saying, hang in there. You'll again, this is a homework assignment. You go into the details. You want to get to one point, which is fascinating. And Amal Rabbi Akiva, says the following: that Medina, according to the strict law, Bahu Karen de Paga Bereisha, which means the western side, the Marov, right? Ha Boile Leavit. He should have started his Rika with the southwest corner, right? The west corner. And the Gemara is going to explain why. However, because of this other din that we derive from Viyata Min HaMizbeach El HaMizbeach, from a different pasuk, he can't do that. Now, why should he have started on the west side? And the answer is because when he comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, the first place he gets to, Pogo Bereisha, is going to be on the west side. Again, you'll have to work out the details. You have all the pictures there, so we'll have to take a look at the diagrams. But why is he obligated to do it on the west side? Because Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Mavir Nal HaMitzvahs. For my Ovid, why doesn't he immediately do the Zrika on the west side? Mishum Dechsiv, V'yotza El HaMizbeach, and Adinofik Mikula Mizbeach, he has to go all the way around the Mizbeach. So he says the following. Now he has to get back to where he started, based on the halacha of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah. So he has to get back to the west side. He's forced to continue walking until he reaches past the southeast corner, based on again this pasuk. He goes in the entire, past the entire length of the Mizbeach. The Kaven the Yoyev Bahu Keren, once he fulfills his obligation on the southeast corner, Hadar Osi Lahu Keren the Chayev Lemesiv Bereisha. He's got to go back to the southwestern corner where he started with and do his Rikas Adam there. However, in order to do so, he has to turn towards his left. And even though in general we would prefer that he turns towards the right, but in order to accomplish this goal of getting back to the west where he started with, he's going to turn to the left. So basically, he's caught in a bind. What do I mean he's caught in a bind? On the one hand, we want to turn towards the right, because Kol Pnius Shatapone Nepone El Yamin. But on the other hand, we have Halacha of Ein Mavir Nal HaMitzvahs. Now, what do you mean Ein Mavir Nal HaMitzvahs? He already passed the western side, right? The Dromi Maravi. He already passed the Maravi. So if he passed the Maravi, he already, so to speak, violated Ein Mavir. He was already over on the Mitzvah. But the Gemara seems to be applying Reish Lakish's principle of Ein Mavir Nal HaMitzvahs even after he passed over it. And that's going to override, that's going to trump the Halach of Yamin. So the Turi Evan, that's the Shagasariyeh, Again, you'll go through all the details, so I just want to get to this point. The Shagas Aryeh claims that you see a gewaldige chiddush here. You would have said, Salkedait Chamina, that Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah supplies when you have two options in front of you, you can't pass the option number one, which is the closest, in order to get to the option number two. But once you already passed it, again, we'll give you a patch for that, but now you picked up the second mitzvah in the second place, and now Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah doesn't apply. He says, you see, from this sugi in Yuma, a gewaldige chiddush, and that is that Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah remains a machayev, if I could use that term, even after he passed over the mitzvah. And he's got to immediately go back to where he started with, because he owes the due to that which he was mavir on.
What did you have to say?
Just 1 second. I have 5 minutes. And just, again, this is a homework assignment for you. So you can't stop me, because you're going to have to do the work. You can't expect me to do the work. You got to do the work, as I've said a million times. So the Rosh Hashiva wants to say that the following happened. He has his tefillin on top of his talus. He picks up his tefillin and puts it on the side, and then he picks up the talus. And now he asks you, what should he do? Normally the halacha would be that you start with the talus. That's based on a different principle called Ma'alim B'Kodesh, because the tefillin has greater kedusha. But here he left his tefillin on top of his talus. Once he leaves his tefillin on top of the talus, the first thing that he picks up is the tefillin, is Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. And Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs trumps Ma'alim B'Kodesh. But then, he put down his tefillin. Now he's holding on to his talus. What should he do? So the Mishnah Berurah tells you, in Aruch Chaim Siman Chof Hei, that Im Li'achar Sheheniach Es HaTefillin Lokach es hatalis, he says, in such a case, yitztarech lesatev betalis koda. In other words, even though initially the Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs was chal on what? On the tefillin. But once he passes the tefillin, puts it on the side, he picks up the talis, now he has another din of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, and he's got to start with the talis.
Yeah, because they're not homo.
No, so the Rosh Hashiva asks the following question. Based on the Sugya Yuma says that even though you passed over the western side, you have to come back to the western side, because Ein Over Nal Mitzvahs, you see that Ein Over Nal Mitzvahs is not just passing it over, but that Ein Over Nal Mitzvahs sets up a din on that mitzvah. And therefore, even though we have reason to send them around the other side because of the Yamin, nevertheless, we're going to override the Yamin for the sake of, as I state in the Gemara, Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. What do you mean Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs? He already passed the western side. So you see, as the Turi Evan points out, that Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs generates a new din on this mitzvah, on this object. That this object now has a right to demand that you come back and do the mitzvah on this object. So therefore, the Turi Evan says that, for example, if in the case of Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach, on the Yesod of Mizbeach, he passed the Mayrov and he went over to the Mizrach, he's about to do the Shvichas Adama on the Mizrach. No, he has to go on the Dorum, I should say. Right, he has to go back to the Mayrov. Why? Because it's still Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, as I state in Turi Evan. And he says that's basically what you see from the Gemara. So the Rosh Hashiva wants to suggest that in this case, even though he picked up the talus, he's going to have to go back to his tefillin. And why does he go back to his tefillin? Because of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. You'll ask me, he already passed the tefillin. He put it on the side, and now he took up the talus. Doesn't matter. Once the Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs is chal, then he's got to go back to that mitzvah, because that mitzvah now demands kedima. And it's a fascinating discussion here, where you're learning kudshim and it has repercussions as far as talus and tefillin is concerned. So again, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to wish you all a great Shabbos, and I'm going to ask you to go through again. Don't ask me any questions, because you can't say anything intelligent here until you go through A, the sugya yuma, B, the Turi Evan, C, the nefesh hatova, and then you can make an intelligent question. If you say anything now, it won't be intelligent, I promise you, because you have to be a bucky in the sugya yuma, with the Turi Evan. So you could just say all the Bais Svaris in your life. And again, it's an amazing thing to take a Turi Evan in Yuma. Again, the Turi Evan is not published in Yuma, but the Turi Evan on the Sugya in Yuma, and have a Ha'ara on the Mishnah Berurah in Aruch Chaim Siman Chaf Hei. Pretty fascinating, no? A whole new definition of Ein Mavir Nala Mishnah.